I just get part of what he's what's that?
I read the end of books sometimes.
You do? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, then you understand. Yeah. I'm sitting there in such suspense. I have to know the end of the story. And so I jump online and I read the spoiler, and that kind of ruins it. And that's kind of what happens sometimes, I think, when we jump straight into Christmas. So it's a journey that we're on as Christians through this season of the year. It's a journey to the manger. So, yes, we look forward to the baby in the manger. We look forward to the Savior of the world. But it's the sense of expectation and preparation that I'm hoping that we as individuals and we as a church will sense and feel this year. It's really important to view Advent in the light of the entire story of Jesus. Really, in the light of the entire work of God amongst people. There's a hymn out there that's not very well known. And I'm going to read three verses of it to you throughout the course of this message to you. The first verse is this. And it's, if you want to sort of know it in your head, the tune is Finlandia, which is... Know that one? Okay. Sleep softly, child, in breathless wonder sleeping. Sleep safe and warm, the world awaits your birth. Your time will come. A time for tears and weeping, long years ahead to show the world your worth. Lord Jesus, come while we our watch are keeping. Lord Jesus, come and bring new life to earth. Now that last phrase, Lord Jesus, come and bring new life to earth, that is what we're expecting. That should be the sense of anticipation that we have. You know, we say this whole story every single Sunday in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Now, I know liturgically you probably think you stand to say that so you can wake up after the sermon, right? But this today when we say it, see if you can let those words be fresh to you once again and hear what's happening as we say that creed. Hear what Jesus did and why he came. To understand the light that Jesus brings into the world with his birth, we have to journey through the darkness and understand the sin and the darkness in ourselves and the sin and the darkness in the world. And that is just lock, stock, and barrel part of humankind and our human condition. And it's that sin and darkness that necessitated Christ coming, God coming in the flesh to us. So if we jump all the way to Christmas, we get the sleeping baby in the manger, but we miss a good chunk of who he is and why he came. Here's the second verse. Sleep softly, child, let nothing spoil your dreaming. Sleep safe and warm upon your mother's breast. Your time will come when hostile forces scheming long years from now lead to a hilltop's crest. Lord Jesus, come, your sunshine brightly beaming. Lord Jesus, come and set our hearts at rest. The scriptures today from the epistle and then also the gospel reading challenge us to live in a way that is expecting Jesus to return. You know, we believe that Jesus came the first time as the babe in the manger, and part of what we think about at the time of Advent is his second coming as well. You know, the gospel lesson tells us, you know, two people will be together doing something, and then one will be left and one will be taken. That's when Christ returns. And the person who was following Christ is caught up to be with the Lord. And the one that wasn't is left there. And it's meant to sort of induce this idea that we don't know when Jesus is coming back, so we need to be ready for it. This past summer, I was having trouble with a bear. Anybody ever have bears get into your chickens? No? Chickens? I had a bear come and rip the door off my chicken coop. And it was at the time of year when mother bears are giving the boot to their adolescent young sons. And he didn't know quite where to go or where to find food, so he decided that chicken McNuggets at the Huebner's was a good idea. And I started sitting up at night, waiting for the bear to come back, so I could discourage him from coming again. And I didn't know when he was going to come. It was at all different times of the night. And it was really hard to sit up and be alert and be awake. I was hiding in my children's play structure, waiting for the bear. But you never knew when he was going to come, and he usually caught me off guard. I'd usually, given up and said, oh, he's not coming tonight, I'm going to bed, I have to work tomorrow, or whatever it was. And then he would come unexpectedly while I was asleep. And that's what we're warned against in the scriptures, that we don't want to be asleep, living life, doing our thing, engaging in the works of the world and the works of darkness, because Jesus is coming back, and nobody knows when. And when he does, we need to be ready. Advent is a time of preparation, of our hearts becoming ready for either his second coming or his coming in our hearts as our Savior and our Lord. So Advent, in a lot of ways, is kind of like the darkness right before the brightest of dawns. Have you ever gotten up that early where Western sky, it's just pitch black, but off to the east you can see dawn beginning to break? It's a really beautiful, peaceful time of day, and that's where we sit in the church here right now. Several months ago, I got a phone call about 2 o'clock in the morning that someone that we knew dear to us was very close to death, and I was called into the hospital, and we had had thunderstorms all night long. Really nasty, violent ones. And I drove up to Dartmouth to be with this man and his family in their final moments. And I was struck as I got out of the car that I could see the storm still flashing off to one side. And then off to the other side, dawn was just barely starting to begin to lighten the eastern sky just a little bit. And those very first birds of the morning had started to chirp. And for this man, it was the end of his earthly life, but the dawning of his new life with Christ in eternity. And for us, Advent can be something that we look to in that way as well. We see Jesus coming on the horizon. He's just about here. The world has pegged him 4 weeks too early. But we need to sit in this moment and enjoy it and have a sense of anticipation and pray and ask the Lord, I've been through so many Advents and so many Christmases, but what would you like me to know of you that is new in my heart this Advent that I haven't known yet? So in a very real sense, all of creation is shrouded in darkness, awaiting the birth of the Savior. It's the dawn of new birth in our hearts. It's the cradle of new life, of restoration, of hope, of peace, of all the things that the world desires and seeks and tries to find in everything else, but the only one who can really give truth in all of these things. Of all the things we seek and long for in the deepest places of our being, Christ and his gift is the only one that can fill that. Here's the last verse of that hymn. Sleep softly, child, your mother's loving molds you. Sleep safe and warm until you stand alone. Your time will come. One lifetime cannot hold you. Long years ahead, your spirit still is known. Lord Jesus, come and let our hearts enfold you. Lord Jesus, come and make our hearts your own. So don't jump to the end. Don't read the spoiler. I know we already know the end, but be comfortable in the journey. Allow yourself to relax into the journey and see where Advent takes you this year. It's the journey to the manger, but we have to understand this Advent time as part of the greater story, from the journey from the manger to the cross. In the name of Christ.